The items we're going to talk about today in this presentation are unrelated business activities and strategies for coping. How much is too much? Options for dealing with unrelated activities has become substantial, including the spinoff or contribution of the organization to an unrelated activity entity, and how we can use those entities for equity compensation and other matters. So let's move on to page one of your materials. We're going to talk about some of the subject matters and then get into the details. The first is, when does participation by a tax-exempt entity in a business or investment partnership with a for-profit entity jeopardize its tax-exempt status? That's our primary concern. And the second is the impact of unrelated business taxable income with respect to the entity. And we have to understand that debt-financed income is also unrelated business income. A lot of people don't understand that the mere presence of leverage will cause unrelated business taxable income issues. And there's a lot of leverage in these investment partnerships nowadays, so that's kind of buried in your analysis when you look at these prospectuses, but you have to be aware of that. Foundations have special problems, and then we're going to talk about the use of blocker entities with respect to the unrelated business taxable income, and just what is the measure of unrelated activity or unrelated business activity. If you see at the bottom of the page here, how is unrelated business activity measured? There's several ways to look at this. Some people would say that you look at the gross revenues of an organization. Other people say you look at the gross margin. It depends on how your activities are carried out, of course. Some people think the best reference of activity of a charitable organization is its gross expenses, because that really gives you a better example of what you're doing.